God, so we just bless you for this time, for your flow and a full release in Jesus' name. Full release.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, we just invite you into what God is doing in this hour.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I believe you called it a prophetic edge. Huh?
Yeah. We're working with the prophetic edge today. And so, we're going to be getting some sharpening, some wisdom
Amen.
On how to work properly. So that way we're not just out there doing stuff. You don't have time to lose or energy just doing things just because you feel like it. No, we want to do what God
has told us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be important in these last days that we hear God. Amen. You can't wait for the prophet to come to town. You cannot wait for the apostolic meeting. You got to know. We got to know. Mm. And I believe we're going to sharpen some edges today.
Absolutely.
I believe. Amen. And it's just an honor to be able to partner with you this morning. Wow. What can I say? It's so awesome to see the fruit of our labor and to see what God is doing. So don't you go nowhere. In fact, you invite your friends. And if you're in a situation where you are unable, you're just like, I just can't seem to get through. Well, you're going to get through today.
Absolutely.
Amen. Because we're going to knock some trees down. I would say, what's that song you sing? It's coming
Strongholds
down.
Are coming down.
It's coming down. Yeah. It's coming down. It's coming down.
It is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so you're actually going to see it. We're going to have something as a presentation for you to see. But let me just go ahead and kind of set this up
just a little bit
before we show this video to you. And so there was a particular scripture. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But there was a particular scripture that the Lord placed upon my heart, a passage dealing with, making sure that we're working properly, still in that flow, because there's a new way that God wants us to work, not like the old. And so I've been kind of just meditating on it this week and then coming over here to do some work for Kingdom Warrior Institute.
Yay.
There was some work that was taking place on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it was work that you would see in the natural, but prophetically, it was speaking so many things.
Yeah.
And so, what I wanted to be able to do, I think, just talking with the prophet, and I was like, you know what, let me get this on video because this is actually kind of opening up my eyes more to even some of the scripture that we're going to see in a little bit. What I want you to do, so, prophet already mentioned about some trees coming down, some things coming down. And so this is actually some work that was taking place at her next door neighbor's home.
Right at my house.
right at the house. So I'll say this. It started with her home first. She had a tree taken down, some things taken down. And then the neighbor saw the company or the company that she used. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Company that she used. And then it's like, I had always wanted to do this. So now you'll see before you right now this video. And it's short, maybe about a minute, 20 seconds. But some strong prophetic things. So just see beyond what you see. And so we'll show that to you right now. Wow.
What was that all about?
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you want to start it? Or actually, I guess you want, if you just tuned in, you're like, what are they doing with trees being cut down? But prophetically, there is a message. There really is a message. And I think, Walt, you found it in 2 Kings. And so maybe we'll go to the scripture with that, and then we can explain.
And it kind of tied in. All right, so 2 Kings, and I'm going to read from the King James Version. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 through 7. All right, and it says, "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us, or too small for us. Then they said, Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. So they're asking Elisha to come with them. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore he said, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. My goodness. And so I just want to go just back to, you know, verse 1 and verse 2. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye.
That is so prophetic, especially in this time. This was the school of the prophets, and Elisha had really learned from his father, Elijah, and now he was continuing on what had been put in him, doing the same miracles and everything. And what I see out of this, a lot of things, just a lot of things. I see a whole lot of things because, first of all, there are things that we're realizing it is too tight, too small. We know that there's more, but we're trying to do it out of timing and also out of our own ability.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's, even as I look at that, I'm like, okay, God, what are you saying? Because there are things that in this season, it is really, I don't know which camera I'm supposed to be looking at.
Right.
It is really the time of supernatural coming on the earth. And God literally, I'm getting stirred up. I'm feeling this thing. I didn't feel it earlier. But listen, he's saying the things that you know that are rightfully yours, it's not all going to come by your ability.
Come on. That's it.
Because they says, let us. Well, first of all, they weren't ready.
Nope.
It's a timing, it's a season. Even when we see something and we're looking, we're like, I know that's me. God, I know that's what you want me to do. You call me, God. Many of you are so prophetic. In fact, all of you are prophetic because the spirit of Jesus is on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. Jesus was prophetic. He was apostolic. He was evangelistic. The whole. And he's given all these different gifts to men and to you so we can get tasks done. God's called us to supernatural tasks that can only be done by the supernatural ability of God. So what we see here is them in their own strength and realizing they couldn't do it. So Elijah knew, oh my God. And that's what we need. Listen, I don't care where you are, but God's going to take every joint and bring it together everybody is bringing something to the table so that the will of God can be done. And thank God for Elijah. He was patient. He just kind of like, okay. He already knew they were not ready. He already knew. And that says a lot about those that are in authority over you. You don't go and tell them what I'm ready now. No. You sit for a little minute. You work. And what I really see, and I'm just kind of like blowing it out right now, I'm a hush in a minute here. But it's because it's the experience.
This is important.
They knew what could be done. They says, yeah, we're too small. This is big. We got to do. So let's go and build. You cannot build in your own strength.
No.
With your own ability. And I see that very strong now. And so what it was, it took a season. It took the prophet who had the experience. It's one thing to know something, but listen, it's the experience that makes the difference.
That proven mantle.
Yes. Yes, oh, and it's without effort.
Yep.
And that's the day we're living in. You know, I mean, I know about the struggle and struggling and praying for the anointing. We're about to move into such miraculous power and glory
yes.
in these last days, and he wants to do it through you.
Yeah.
He really does. Because it's his demonstration in the earth realm. Mm. That is the prophetic edge. That is that when we can begin to see not what we see. They saw in the natural, but we got to see from the spirit realm.
That's good.
Yeah, and that's what I want to really, more than anything else, I just feel like my message in these last days is that what is heaven saying? I know what earth is saying, but what is heaven saying?
Come on.
What is the original intention of God?
Yeah.
What was the original plan? What was the original vision? And it's not your vision, it's his vision.
Right.
My God.
Yeah, no, prophet. I mean, because here's the other thing, because we got a generational thing that is before you as well. So you see it here in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So even this point with the sons of the prophets, and you know, I think I'll speak just for the younger people, you know, so to speak, because these are the same sons of the prophets when Elijah had been taken up and Elisha picked up the mantle. And these sons of the prophets, they wanted to go looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this was their own decision, working within their own ability. And Elisha said, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. And so they went and spent this time and they came back and said, we didn't find him. And Elijah had to let them know. It's like, I told you not to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that own ability thing there.
And the prophetic word. What is it, I want to really say, what is it that God has spoken to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day when I was praying, the Lord says, go back, get the prophecies that have already gone over you, have already been spoken. You see, God is speaking all the time.
Yes, he is.
And when he brings a prophet or an apostle or someone gives you a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, it's because it's to bring you in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get out of alignment because of circumstances and situations. But he's bringing us in. And so as a result, God told me, go back, get those prophecies. He says, because when I said it, I meant it.
I meant it.
And the word that's going out of my mouth, I think in Psalms 89, says, I will not alter the word that has gone out of my mouth. He is, whatever he said, he's in covenant and he holds true. When we are faithless, he's faithful, even concerning the prophetic word. Why? Because it's his will that he wants to get done in the earth. So we were all born for such a time as this. If you're still alive and you're listening to me, it's because you still have something that the earth needs.
Absolutely.
You know, and even today, we want to release that prophetic impartation. Paul said to the church at Rome, you know, he says, it's my desire that I might impart some spiritual gift to you that you may be established.
Yeah.
These young prophets had not yet been established.
That's
a good word, established. And it really means to set in order, to make it fixed, to make it solid, to make it like a column that holds up a roof or a house. And God wants to establish us. You know, sometimes we're trying to do things and we're just dull. It's just dull. Why? Because we're operating in our own strength. But the supernatural ability of God is available to all of us. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? Even today, God wants to activate you.
Come on.
I want to stir you up. You know, you can hear something and all of a sudden you could be like, but it will cause you to rise and shine and give God the glory.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I really sensed that for them. And you know, that was the end. He never said any, that was the end of that.
Yep.
So let's go back, sit down, get back in class, get back in learning mode and obedience and following and walk it out.
Yeah.
There's no shortcuts.
No.
There are no shortcuts. Oh.
Okay. Speaking of shortcut, Prophet, you mentioned something earlier that that was real strong, because we see here in the scripture that this one gentleman was cutting, but he was using something that was borrowed.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. Borrowed means it wasn't yours.
Right.
That means I don't want to. And usually when you borrow something, that's why he was so afraid. Master, master. It wasn't that he dropped it. It was just the fact that it was borrowed. Mm. It was someone else's. Mm. I cannot operate in the anointing that he has for your life. You cannot operate. You cannot borrow my stuff.
Right.
You got to get your own oil. You got to get your own stuff. And in these last days, you don't need to go by what you just heard. Right. You know, in fact, I'm reminded of a scripture, and it's in 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy, we just got to look at this because in 2 Timothy, this is really good. I mean, This is a good time of month. Thank you for allowing me to even share this, because this has been just bubbling in my heart. And I'm like, God, the days are getting darker and gross darkness upon the people. What do we tell them? And so Paul was talking to Timothy as a pastor, and he was telling him there's all these end time spirits that are coming.
Yep.
2 Timothy chapter 3. And he says it's perilous times. They're going to be lovers of their own selves. Sure. They're going to be lovers of things, and just the love of God is not there. Mm-hmm. It's diminishing now. We're in a day now where iniquity is abounding, and the love of many is waxing cold, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But the verse that I want to go down to, he tells them all these things, you know, and how that evil, in fact, verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax, listen to this, worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This is what we're, you know, you can't pray this stuff away. These things are coming, but we have to be in a position that now we know we're the answer. We know what to do. We know what to say. Mm-hmm. And so Paul gives Timothy wisdom, and he says, but continue thou in the things which you have learned and has been assured. Learned and has been assured. And I believe the Amplified says things that's already been, that you're convinced of.
Oh, yeah.
That you're convinced of. Things that you've been assured of. What is it that you've been convinced of? Don't go, oh, Pastor Walt said this or Prophet said this, and you try to run out and make it happen. But what is it that you have learned?
That's good.
To learn something is different than more than me just hearing it.
Yep.
I heard a whole lot of stuff. I heard about, you know, he's a healer and a deliverer, but it really didn't become real until it was manifested in my body. Come on now. That's mm-hmm. that's where we are. You got to know. What have you learned? You've been sitting up in church all those years, hearing things and knowing. Okay, what have you learned? What are you convinced of? What has been proven? What do you have an experience in? But also, it says, and of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. My God.
Mm.
My God. Who did you learn them from? What was the character?
Yes.
What was the impartation?
Mm.
You have to be imparted into. It has to be poured into you. When hands are laid on you, it's just not hands.
Right. Come on.
When the right hands are laid on you.
Right.
It is the transfer. To impart means to transfer from one to another so you can do what you couldn't have done before. That's what Elisha did for mm-hmm. them. Bible says he just got a stick. Bam. All of that is so symbolic. It's symbolic of the resurrection of Jesus Christ dying on the cross, the wood, all of that. I mean, but we're going to just stay in this one little lane.
Right.
But what he did was, He did it. He says, where is it? Show me. See, they were learning from him how to move. And God is putting people in your lives. Even this message right here is teaching you how to move, how to navigate. Tell us where. I'm going to show you how to do it. Because if I keep telling you what to do, then you're going to have to keep coming back to me. This is the hour you got to pick it up yourself and run with this thing. You notice he didn't say, all right, you go down to the bottom of the water, you find it, you supernatural. We are gonna move in supernatural momentum, supernatural power, supernatural assurance. And it does not come just because you heard. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We are moving even out, not out of the realm of faith, but we're moving from faith to faith, mm-hmm. strength to strength, glory. Yep. Come on, we're coming into the glory realm.
Yes, we are.
We're coming into the glory where it is undeniable what God is doing and what he has done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like drop the mic. Ain't nothing else to say. We're going. These are the kind of miracles. Yep. So you're being set up. Yep. It's a setup, and you ministered that.
Yeah.
God is setting us up.
Yes, he is.
He's setting us up to move in supernatural power that's already been given to us.
Absolutely.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and really, that's the heart. You know, when. With this, setting up for fulfillment, but then he started ministering to me, it's like, no, you got to work differently.
Oh, yes.
And that working differently, that's that mm-hmm. supernatural. Mm-hmm. That's that supernatural, so mm-hmm. that way we're not just working, mm-hmm. like Prophet said, in our own strength. Mm-mm. And I just want to say this again. I said it on Wednesday, but I want to say it again so that mm-hmm. way we don't get familiar with how mm-hmm. we used to do things or with how things yeah. were always done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that we hear so, God.
Yeah.
And work according to the way that he's telling us to work in this season. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I just started thinking, not that the Bible really says this, but I'm like, you know, I just started just wondering, how does an axe head fall off unless you just swing in all kind of way? Mm-hmm. Like you're just working in a manner that's just, mm-hmm. you just kind of just.
There you go.
You
that's
just,
right.
You're just chopping mm-hmm. and you're just kind of doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you're not working in the right manner. Mm-hmm. You just all this effort and all this type of stuff, working something that's borrowed, mm-hmm. and then you just swinging.
And then you're losing it.
Then losing it.
Mm-hmm. And now you got to call for help.
Mm.
You see, that some of the things that we are praying about are things that if we could have only got the direction.
Right.
Some things, that's why I wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Mm-hmm. He will strengthen you.
Right.
It is in the strengthening. I like what you said about how do you lose it? I mean, my God, you got an axe head. How is this thing disconnecting? When we don't have that anointing, when we don't have that substance, when we don't have that weight of God's glory, that experience, we don't know how to handle even the things of the spirit realm. That's why God told me, go back, get that prophetic word, because you're mishandling what I said. You kind of heard it. Yeah, thank God. Praise God.
Don't we do that.
And then we go on. When he says war with that prophecy, Paul yes. said, you got to war with it. You got to stay with it.
Mm.
And so we've got to teach now that which is holy.
Mm. Yep.
We cannot mishandle the things, that which is holy and that which is unholy, that which is pure and that which is defiled.
Yep.
Because there's too much mixing because
much.
We don't know. You know, a lot of things look easy.
Yeah.
We won't even go there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that. Oh, I can preach like that. Oh, I can say that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't realize what we're contending. You're contending with the forces of hell that come to shut you down. But thank God, that's why Elijah went, because he was still covering them. My God. He was still covering them. And he says, now pick it up. He didn't pick it up for them.
Yep.
But he told them, now,
pick it up for yourself.
You pick it up. Mm-hmm. Put it in your hand, because I'm going to show you from this point on, if you let me. There is a way, you know, David with Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there you learn how to slay your giants when you've killed the bear and when you killed the lion. Mm-hmm. Most of us are trying to go up against Goliaths, and we don't have no bear experience. We don't have no. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then we're mad. The devil is a liar. No, you're just unlearned. You're untrained.
Right.
You just lack. Amen. So I really say this because I want to encourage you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we get in hindsight. You know, the older you get some hindsight. You're just like, oh, I shouldn't have did it like that before. When I was told to sit down or when I got offended. In this age, it is about hearing the voice of God through his leadership, through his prophet, you know, through the man or woman of God, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. God's got a whole lot of things that are working for us. See, there's more that be with you than that's against you.
Yeah. You know, it was something that you mentioned, and again, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, when I remember Pastor would say, look slowly, just kind of walk through scripture. And so when you were talking about, you know, pick it up for yourself, I saw, you know, Elisha, of course, giving them instructions, but then also creating an opportunity for them to have an encounter.
Yes.
And this is what I saw with that. Like, they had to at least get out into the waters a little bit to be able to reach out and pick up that axe head. And so I'm just envisioning for a moment. He's saying, pick it up for yourself. But this is the same waters where Naaman was healed.
That's right.
The same waters where Elisha took the mantle of Elijah and parted the waters. The same Jordan River that Elisha crossed with the presence of God. And so it's like, okay, you've been working foolishly, but you need an encounter. You need to come into some things that God has already moved in so that way you can work differently. But you got to take it for yourself. You got to get in the presence, get in the flow, you know, and take it for yourself.
You know, when you were saying that, I thought about the process. There's always a process. It's a means to an end. But you, before you even, there's a Gilgal where there's the dying of your flesh. You know, then there's the Bethel experience. All of this is before you get to the Jordan. That's what Elijah walked through. I mean, I don't even have, that's a whole teaching in itself. But it's a stripping away of the flesh. We're not going to just move into these things, you know, with a, you know, all of our own desires. It's a matter of dying to yourself. It's a matter of worshiping. Bethel represented a place of worship. Gilgal represented a place of cutting of the flesh, of dying, of letting go. I have to let go. You got to let go of things. Just things, I'm telling you. And even as we're talking now, there are things that God's saying, you just got to die to that. You got to let that go. And then you go from there into worship. And then the next place it's the training. You come into a training. You literally come into where now you are willing to sit at his feet. I think the greatest thing that I could share with those of you is learn to worship him. He says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will. It wasn't talking to anybody. It was talking to the abiders, which means to dwell, to make your home. It becomes a not a visitation, but a habitation. That this is how I live. This is, see, we're looking at one end result, but this is the process.
That's the process.
And many of you are in a process. I believe we're continuously being processed, but every level, every dimension, we are gathering more, you know, that we're able to do even greater, because he said greater works. Greater works. So we're starting. That's our starting point, is where he left off. So we're going to go from there. But do I realize what I have? That's my spiritual inheritance, not house, not lands, not just gifts and material. It's what Jesus had. It's what he operated in. It's who I am. That is my spiritual spiritual inheritance. His love, the love, you know, the ability to forgive, the ability to have compassion, you know, to speak life. That spiritual inheritance, I've inherited that. That's laid up for me. That's who I am. And so I need to know who I am in him so I can walk in it in this earth. We know him, but who are you in him? It's a difference. How do I function out of him?
Right.
That's why he says different administrations. Mm. Same Holy Ghost.
Right.
Same Holy Ghost there to teach us, but we function different.
But that's that joint supplying.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm even thinking about right now with her saying that, like, if for those that saw that video that we showed, it was actually three different teams.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Three different teams. And so they had the same spirit, right? They had the same agenda, the same vision, but they had different functions and they had different equipment to be able to do that. I almost want to show that video to you one more time. Can we show that video to you one more time?
It'll make more sense now when you see it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those big trees were coming down and it was a process. Mm-hmm. They took off some branches, then they began to score the bottom of it, and then they kind of marked it, and then they began to put the rope on it. I mean, it was a whole process. And then that whole big tree came down. Mm. And then they just didn't leave it. They now had to disintegrate. They had to get rid of all of that.
Mm.
I think about all the technology, the industry, just to figure out how to make it all happen.
Right.
But I believe in the realm of the spirit, there are things that are happening that are allowing, even in the demonic realm,
mm-hmm.
even in the demonic realm. And I want to speak prophetically because, you know, the enemy has come against you, and you've felt the blow. You felt the pull. It's like he's had a rope around your neck and he's pulling you because he's trying to take you out of place. He's trying to uproot you. You see, that tree, even though they cut it down, now the next stage was they had to go down and grind out the roots.
Yeah, the stump. Yep.
The stump. We call it the stump. And you know, if you don't take the stump out, then I guess it just kind of
yes, and the way is all is.
Yeah, it's just that, there's a process for that as well. But prophetically speaking, things that have been standing for years in your life, in my life, that have hindered you from being fruitful and productive, and it is time for them to come down.
That's it.
It is time. It's already been announced. That's why God says new things.
Yep.
I'm about to do new things. Shall you not know it?
Mm-hmm.
I decree it and I call it forth. And that's what God is doing, even as we talked about this. So he's saying, get ready, get prepared, get in alignment now. And realize that there are some things that's got to die. There are some places where you've got to worship and to go into the realm of the spirit like never before. And you're going to see, it's like timber, it's coming down. It will no longer be able to stay. I just so feel that for some people right now that you've been struggling and it's been a lot. It's been a lot, but this is your season. The call has already been given. The workers are on their way. The trucks are on their way in the natural and in the spirit to help to take out those things that have hindered you. Now, one thing I do know, those trees were hindering the sun from shining in that yard. Those trees had no more purpose. That's why they had to come down. What is it? John 15. He says, when we're not bearing fruit, you know, he has to purge and cut those that no more. He says he cuts it.
Yeah.
And it's burned. And that's the season where there is quite a dividing now.
Yep.
Quite a dividing. But God is here. His power is here.
Oh, my God.
And he wants to set you free. And even if you have even more that you wanted to share before we end up ministering to a few people.
I kind of sense that this is just a good time to just kind of just even minister, you know, to some people leaving now, because some things have been standing, Mm-hmm. You know, there has been resistance and there has mm-hmm. been some things. And so, you know, I even just put a little title in the video, just clearing and removing.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely mm-hmm. has to be clearing mm-hmm. and removing. Mm-hmm. Because you got the sun, I mean, for you to really be able to feel the presence and to be able to see.
See.
Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, that those trees, you know, if there's a storm, they can cause damage to the home.
That's
they can
right.
cause damage to the habitation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They can cause damage to the dwelling. Mm-hmm. And so it has to come down.
It has to.
And so some of the things that may have been long-standing and you know, sometimes we just kind of let stuff go. Mm-hmm. But eventually, and I know there's removal. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. Yes. There's a removal of old things. There's a removal mm-hmm. of dead things, a situation, whatever the case may be. But there's a new thing that God is saying, I want you to behold. I want you to see clearly so that way it can be removed mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John 15 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, because we're in the season of your fruit coming forth. We are fruit inspectors. We want to put some, we want to nurture you so that you become more fruitful. That's the key. He says that beareth fruit, he taketh. He taketh away, not the enemy. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Mm-hmm. And I think the Amplified says better fruit and more excellent fruit. And that's where we are now, you know, and all of this is leading to moving into the supernatural power of God. Mm-hmm. It's not that God wants to put his super on your natural, because he says when you bear much fruit, it brings glory in God. It brings glory to him. Mm-hmm. And that's really the true test. Where's your fruit? What are you producing? What are you producing in this season? You know, trees have to be purged. They have to be. It's, and you know, that's costly. What took place when we took some trees down on our property, it cost. It costs. Yep. Why? Because it was necessary so that our ground could be even more productive. Now when you look out at my yard and it's nice and cleared out, and it looks like we have even more property. Why? Because there were some things standing in the way. Mm. We want to get rid of those things. What's standing in your way? What's hindering you? What bugs? What insects has gotten into your mind, into your heart? That's what bitterness? I'm telling you, bitterness will rotten your fruit. Even when you're bearing fruit, I'm telling you, you can't have a bitter heart. The greatest thing about Jesus is love. God is love. And when we are bitter, when we're angry, it's like love cannot come forth. Mm-hmm. It goes just the opposite and becomes envy, jealousy, malice. Oh, my God, wrath and anger.
Yep.
And it works against you. It's killing you. It's destroying you. God's called you to live and to live. He says that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
He's already letting us know that everything that I've given you, I want you to walk in an abundance in these last days. When there's famine on the earth, he says, my people will be blessed. Oh my God, there's too many scriptures. That's why he says in Isaiah, he says that arise and shine for your light in the midst of all the darkness. Come on, we're trying to get your light to enlighten you, to get your light shining. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord. Lord, and the glory of the Lord has already risen upon you. Yep. It's there. So we don't want to hinder it. We don't want to stop it. Mm. He says, and there's going to be darkness on the earth and gross darkness, the people.
Yeah.
But they're going to see your light and they're going to come to your light.
That's it.
And that's where we are now. So we just need to pray right now. And actually, even as we pray, we want to take authority over every other spirit.
Yep.
They're lies. They are lies. Yep. You got to know that God equipped you and put you here. You are necessary. He lies to people and tell you, you don't have no real need. They don't need you. They don't like you. You're too old. You're too ugly. It's too late. No, you are right on time. I always say your imperfections are perfect for the assignment. God's going to use everything, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Everything, all your misses, all your failures, all your ups and downs. He just knits it all together. And when you look at it, it's like you look so good. People's like, you went through that. you overcame through that. I want to speak to you today. Mm. And we want to say now, we want to activate. In fact, it's not even that. Really, when I think about it, I just hear the Lord says, activate. Just start activating. Start arising right now. We want to unlock.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You know, the devil does not have all the power. We have the power.
Yeah.
We have been empowered. Yep. And so that's why we can cast out devils. That's why we can lay hands on the sick. Mm. I unlocked you right now. I believe we've spoken words of life. He said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them through the word. I'm talking about supernatural. Come on. We may not be in a physical place to touch you, but the Holy Spirit within you. And I speak to the dunamis miracle working power that's already on the inside of you. And I call you forth. I say, arise, O man of God. Arise, O woman of God. For I have called you for such a time as this. I say, no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. For you shall go into lands. You shall go into places. You shall uproot the powers of darkness. You shall cause atmospheres to be change. You shall cause the light to come. When you show up, darkness pushes back. Yeah. When you come forth, when you speak, when you sing, when you lift your hands, and the Lord of glory shall come forth and manifest. So I say, arise now. I say, arise now. I need you right now to begin to lift your hands. Yeah. I need you right now to begin to take hold to this word. I need you, because when you lift your hands, you're literally throwing off.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. He does not have that kind of power on you. In the name of Jesus, you're the one that shall go set the captives free. You're the one that shall lay hands. You're the one that shall speak to the dead. Yes, speak to the dead. This is our season, that the dead physically shall be raised. The dead spiritually shall be alive in the name of Jesus. Saraba seke rasha kandose. It's stirring. It's stirring. It's stirring. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You will no longer lay in doubt and fear. You will no longer be depressed. I speak strength to your back. I say, rise and be healed and take up your bed. Oh, yeah.
Speak to that person that right now is just kind of thinking and say, you know, I've lost it.
Yeah.
And I don't got it. And so I think the Lord is just saying right now, pick it up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up. Mm-hmm. Pick it up. Pick it up. Mm-hmm. Some of you need to pick up the pace. Some of you need to pick up your head. Some of you need to pick up the energy. Some of you need to pick up that word that was spoken over your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Again.
Go get that word.
Go get that word. Mm-hmm. Put it before your eyes again in the name
Speak
of
it.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Get it in your heart. Get it out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And watch what God does. Watch him perform it. That's that supernatural. Abiding in him. But then he watches over his word to perform it.
Yes.
So, Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, that there's a fresh strength arising to your people, as Prophet has been saying, God. I thank you, Lord, for strength, even a new joy. In the name of Jesus, that some of you, you're going to be swinging in a new way.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be swinging in a new way. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. It's a new day. We announce to you it's a new beginning.
Yeah.
I tell you, listen, the darker it gets, the brighter it will be for you. Come on. Mm-hmm. The brighter it's going to be. You got to get, you know, put on a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. It's about renewing your mind now. Renew your mind. You got to tell yourself, hey, I'm the new thing that God is about to use, the new thing that God is about to do, that everything in me has been saved and savored. It's like a seasoning. It's like you've been, oh my God, he's been just savoring you. He's been seasoning you. What Satan meant for evil, it's already been turned. I come to announce it. I come to announce it, to give you a new lease. I know my mentor would always say, I come to announce a new birth and a death certificate to the old and a birth certificate for the new.
Oh, yeah.
New things. New things. See, we need the eternal mind of God.
That's it. Yeah.
Every time I drop out of that realm and drop down to the natural, I'm stressed. I'm worried. I'm like, how's it gonna do? Can I do
You're
it?
Losing it. Yeah.
That's because I reduced down to the natural. But we've been called. That's why he says, ascend. Come on up.
Yep.
Live out of this realm. Stay here in my presence. Get the instruction, then come back to earth and execute. Oh my God, it's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. This is not our hour to be stressed. When stress is all around you, you can still be at peace. Because you come to a place, Pastor Wall, where, and I shared this with you yesterday, nothing else really matters.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing else matters.
Yep.
Black don't matter, white don't matter. It just don't matter. It's him. It's about him. It's about him. We usher you into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Let the worship fill your home. Let it fill your space. Let it fill every area of your life.
Yeah.
Where it's ongoing. It's not just a moment. It's not a song alone. It's relationship. It's in the knowing.
Yeah.
It's being assured.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuing in what you've learned, where you learned it, and who you learned it from.
Who you learned it from.
My God. Holy Ghost is the greatest teacher.
Yep. Come learn of me.
Yes, all ye that are weary and heavy laden.
Yep.
Gosh, I just sense somebody is really crying. They're just crying. But you know, this isn't even a bad cry.
Mm-mm.
It's like a cry, it's like, you mean I can have all of that? You mean I can walk in all of that? Girl, and more. Man, and more. So much more. And this is where I believe will be the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the last days. He will begin to teach us things that the seminary cannot tell us.
Yeah.
Come on. That theology cannot teach us. Oh, we're going to learn the secrets of God as we worship those that worship him and fear him. He reveals his secrets. And we're going to know. You're going to know things. People goes like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. So I encourage you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Partner, allow him to take you into new realms. You and your whole household. We speak that in Jesus' name.
And someone just say right now out of my mouth, say, Lord, in this moment.
Lord, in this moment.
In your presence.
In your presence.
I pick you up for myself.
I
I pick the anointing up for myself, God. For myself. That's that personal. That's that where you got it and you know you got it. It's for yourself. You know for yourself.
Yes.
And it can't be taken away from you.
That's right.
No news report can, or no anybody else, no news report can get you to think otherwise. No other thought can come in because you got God's mind for yourself.
Yes. There's no more hindrance. You're listening. There's no more hindrance. You can walk into this now. You can walk now into a new way. The tree has come down. The root is being uprooted. And you become a fresh planting of the Lord. You will bear much fruit. And you will remain. When everything else has fallen, you will remain. I encourage you. Speak strength. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I thank you for it, Father. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. This is just the beginning. Time for a new start. It's time for a new start. New beginning don't mean we do it the old way.
That's it.
We're going to do it a new way. I remember Dr. Pat Bailey prophesied over us. And she had told us, she says, the Lord showed us that there's been things that have been hindered. You know, the Bible says in Romans and even in Thessalonians, Paul said, I would have come to you, but I was hindered by Satan. And that word hindered means it's like you're almost ready to possess something. And as soon as you can see it, you can almost hear it. But then all of a sudden something happens and you're not able to get it. It's like running in a race and you're just about ready to cross the line. And then you get tripped and you get disqualified. But God said, he spoke that word to us in 2013. He said, what you think was lost is not lost. What you think was hindered, that Satan tried to stop. She said, do it again. But this time, do it in a new way. She says, go back, restructure, relay foundations. Come on, pull those dreams back out. Pull the word that God has given you back up. But this time, do it in a new way. You're wiser now. You're stronger now. Come on, this time, it's going to happen. And I say that even as that word was spoken over us, and it's just like God was saying, oh no, go back. Do it again. If you lost your dream, if you felt like things didn't go like they should, and you didn't get what you thought you should have got, even though Satan hindered, but God says, now I'm about to do a new thing in you. And I speak that. I know somebody needs that. I wasn't going to share that, but that thing just stirred in my spirit.
It flows right in.
Whoa!
There's something, because I felt like as she was saying that, something that may have been a tree that was getting chopped down. And so I just want you to say and say it with me, this time it's going to happen. Because she said it out of her mouth, and I felt somebody wanted to say it, but it was almost like a muzzle on your mouth because of you started thinking about the back, and well, you started thinking about all the times where it didn't happen.
No.
It's an anointing as it came out of her mouth. I was like, wow. So say it again and say it, because I'm telling you, sometimes you may have to just keep saying it, but say, this time it's going to happen. Say it again. This time it's going to happen. No, say it again. This time, it's going to happen. And as you keep saying that word, because that's the word.
Yes,
and
yes,
faith
yes.
is going to keep building up more and more. And it'll be the glory.
Yes,
come on.
Yes,
this
yes,
time yes. is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Satan want to try to bring it to pass and accuse it and say, no, 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 no.
This time
it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. And in reality, we can prophesy that and speak that because it has an enforcement. This isn't, I am licensed to enforce
that
in the realm of the spirit.
The realm of
all I need you to do is to carry out the instructions that you
heard.
That's it. And this is not just my word.
Nope.
This is your word. This is what God wanted. You call, even at the last minute, I just knew the few minutes before that I'm going to be on with you today. So I know God wants to do this for you. In fact, the reason we can say it is because it's done.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't speak what is waiting to come. He speaks what is already done. Mm. And now out of the realm of the spirit, it's pulled down by the word of our mouth. He's been waiting for us. Concerning our ministries, concerning our families, concerning your children. Mm. Oh my gosh. Listen, it's worth taking time. Sit down, even when this broadcast goes off and, you know, everything. This is more than just a Sunday morning service.
Oh my God.
It is a prophetic word that God is saying, it's not lost. Oh my God, I feel it in my throat. Mm-hmm. It's not lost. It's being held. Why? Because your Father, God, said it. It's for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me. It's for the body. So we have to think with the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, wow. I'm expecting testimonies. Yeah, I'm expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can never recover something when you are in a low place. When your spirit has been broken, who can bear when you've been wounded, when you've been hurt, and much of the body has been hurt, you've been discouraged, you've lost. Oh, I don't know who to trust anymore. It's not even worth it. It's a lie because he's still the same. The same word that he said in Genesis through Revelation is still active. It did not lose its power. It is not outdated. He is the God. He says, the things that I do cannot be reversed. Who can reverse it?
Come on.
Don't reverse with your mouth.
Yep.
Don't kill it with your mouth. That's why God says, even out of the mouth of a babe. He may have your child come up to you and says, Mommy, Mommy, God said, because you've been dull, you're not hearing. But I say your ears are open today.
Yes, I can.
I say the prophetic word is causing your eyes to see. Every spiritual cataract is being removed. Every deaf, dumb spirit, I command to go in the name of Jesus. You shall see and you shall hear. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, just give God some praise because some of the things he's about to do for all of us are so supernatural.
Yes.
I can't even imagine. But my belly just knows. You know that song we used to sing, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. It's just the knowing. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I just know. Why? Because I know what you already did. I know what you already said.
Yep.
Woo! I release the spirit of might into your home. Glory to God. And it's time to shout. I'm telling you, when you get a word like this, you know, maybe you're just sitting on your couch. It's time to get up and shout. It's time to get up and move. It's time to begin to decree and to declare.
Yes.
Because God, we're not doing church like we ain't nothing the same.
Mm-mm.
It's not the same, Pastor.
No.
It's not the same. This time next week, where will you be?
Mm-hmm.
What will you be doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to say, your answer should be, I'm going to be magnifying God. Yeah. I'm going to be glorifying God with my whole life, everything about me. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's our response.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what the news are saying. What is God saying?
Yep.
Amen. Can you receive this?
Yeah.
If you can receive this word, just lift your hand and say, God, I receive it. I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. Come on. Yes. Because it is so.
Yeah.
It is so. It is so.
Come on. Bless the Lord, almighty ones.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
He'll give you a song.
By God, yeah. So we do thank God today just for who he is and for what has taken place. Come on, can you bless God?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on, let's bless him.
Yeah, he gonna get some new songs. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
We're going to be blessing him and magnifying him.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.